the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Protection and may be free from all adversities and devoutly given to serve you. name. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading, the Augsburg Confession, which was submitted to His Majesty Charles V at the Imperial Meeting at Augsburg, the chief article of the faith, Article 3, the Son of God. Just follow along as I read it. Also, they teach that the Word, that is, the Son of God, did assume the human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So there are two natures, the divine and the human, inseparably enjoined in one person, one Christ, one God, and true man, who was born of the Virgin Mary, truly suffered, was crucified, dead, and buried, that he might reconcile the Father unto us, and be a sacrifice not only for original guilt, but also for all actual sins of men and women. He also descended into hell and truly rose again the third day. And afterward he ascended into heaven that he might sit on the right hand of the Father and forgive and reign and have dominion over all creatures and sanctify them that believe in him by sending the Holy Ghost into their hearts to rule, comfort, and quicken, and to defend them against the devil and the power of sin. The same Christ shall openly come again to judge the living and the dead, according to the Apostles' Creed. So far the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create, for behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and the joy of my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, or the voice of crying. So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning, Epistle, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. For the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall so come as a thief in the night. But when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us wash and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the light or of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for the helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we be awake or asleep, we should live together in him. Wherefore, comfort ye yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. So far the epistle lesson. Chapter 25. Glory be to thee, O Lord. were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. But the wise said, No, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I don't even know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man shall come. So far the Holy Gospel. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon, hymn 396. Please say it. Thank you. in peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Don't Be a Fool. And it's based upon the gospel that I read a moment ago. And I'd like to read verses 1 and 2 once again. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. So far, please be seated. This morning's gospel reading is closely connected with the preceding chapter of St. Matthew. And in that chapter, Jesus is urging readers to be ready, but above all, to be faithful. He is telling his disciples that as the time draws near to his departure from this earth, the more earnestly the disciples are in need of Christian virtues. Therefore, this morning's gospel reading does not indicate anything else than for us to watch and not to become too secure, since we do not know the day nor the hour of our Lord's return. But he is going to return. The parable that Jesus spoke so long ago is just as valid for us today as it was then. The entire story is spoken against our carelessness, that is, becoming too secure, and always thinking that there's no danger, that the last day is not coming for a very, very long time. Against this danger, Christ and his disciples cry out to us, asking us to be ready for that day and to be watching every moment of our life. The preparations on the last day, they will find us unprepared. Therefore, those who watch will receive the Lord with his grace, and those who don't, those who are secure in themselves, will find him as a merciless judge. So let us now reflect on that parable in the Bible. The scene is that of a wedding feast. And it was a Jewish custom for the groom to come to the bride's home and take her back to his home. That was a custom at that time. And what a symbolic picture this is for us today. For Christ is the bridegroom, and the bride is his holy Christian church. But what's more symbolic are the 10 virgins. They represent all the followers of Christ during all the ages, all of history. Now, what is said about these 10 virgins? We are told that 5 of them were foolish. And in the Greek, the word is moron. They were moronic. On the other hand, we are told that the 5 were 5 insensible. This application is directed to us who are gathered here this morning. For at the return of Christ, each one of us will meet him, will meet our Lord, and we will meet him in the exact same spiritual state that we were in when we died, when death took over. And that's either going to be wise or it's going to be foolish. For all shall appear before the Lord, his holy judge. Once again, in this parable, we are shown with plain evidence the wisdom and the foolishness of God's children. We are told that the foolish took their lamps along, but they didn't take any oil. This was indeed very foolish. Jesus intentionally makes the picture clear in order to show us how silly we can become in our preparation for meeting of the heavenly bridegroom. The other group, we are told, took both their lamps and their oil in order to be fully supplied. Though we must not let our own imagination spoil this parable. Remember, the foolish brought no oil with them at all. That was their mistake. The interpretation of this parable is not difficult at all. On the one hand, lamps with oil. On the other hand, lamps without oil. The lamps with the oil are forms of Christians whose lives are without substance. That is, people who call themselves Christians, but in reality they are not. They only use the word Christian as a title. But as we shall see, the only true Christian is the one who not only has the lamp, but also the oil that is necessary for the Christian life. And we shall call this oil faith. Faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Now, to help clarify this, we must turn once again to Holy Scripture, Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is Jesus Christ speaking. He's telling us that our faith should shine out into the world so that others may see it and know that we are truly Christians. Our faith cannot be seen, but can only be seen by our actions. We must think of this faith also as being a flame in the lamp, if you will. The oil is the grace and the power of Jesus Christ. The lamp themselves are the outward forms of Christianity. Hundreds of people attach themselves to the church, yet inwardly they remain strangers to Christ. And that is what Jesus meant when he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not preached in your name? And in your name have we not done many wonderful things? But then I will say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. As Christians, we must have both oil and flame. In this parable, our Savior is expressing both comfort and warning. The comfort is in the fact that he will return. The warning is that we do not know when. Therefore, we should be prepared, not be like those five foolish virgins, but as the five wives. In this morning's gospel reading, we find that both had done all that they had considered to be necessary for meeting the bridegroom. We're told in verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. They were all convinced that they were ready to meet their Lord. Each and every one of them had peace of mind, and also the sleeping pictures of security with which the virgins waited for the bridegroom's coming. They all felt that they were perfectly ready. Now in the case of the wives, the security was justified. But in the case of the foolish, the security was not justified. They had only lamps. And by sleeping, they allowed precious time to slip away when they might have redeemed their mistakes. In verse 13, we are told, when Jesus says, watch, he means, see that you have oil that is faith. And now the cry rings out, behold, the bridegroom is coming. And what a joyful sound that will be to all believers. The great moment for all who are ready to meet the Lord has come. And now we're told that all the virgins rose in great haste. All of them trimmed their lamps so that they would burn with a clear, bright flame. But what happened? We hear the condemnation of the foolish from their own lips. Our lamps have gone out. They earnestly tried to light them, but the dry wicks of their hearts went out. And they begged from the other believers for more oil, but it's too late. The end of all things is now at hand. You see, for every believer has only the required amount of spiritual grace that they need for themselves. It's impossible to divide this grace. It's impossible for you and me to give someone else the grace that God has so dearly given us. And when we stand before God on that final judgment day, we stand there all alone. That is, we stand alone on our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. Only the faith that we have on that great day will decide our entrance into glory. So the only answer that the wise can give the foolish is for them to go and buy some more. But now, of course, it is too late. The buying is in reference to what is recorded in Isaiah 55:1. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come, buy and eat. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. And who are those that sell? Well, they're the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists, and the preachers. And what is it that they are offering? They're offering the Holy Gospel, the gospel of forgiveness of sins. The coming of the bridegroom has only one purpose, and that is to take his bride, that is the Holy Christian Church, here on earth, all believers, with him into heaven. And we're told that after everyone has entered that house, the door was shut. Shut by God, never to be opened again. The grace of God is vast in its extent, but it has a time limit. Was shut means exactly that, never to be opened again. What frightening experiences this will be. That is why we must constantly be watching. We must daily examine our own faith to see if it really relies on Christ and what he has done, not on what we have done. May God grant this eternal reunion to each and every one of us gathered here this morning. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joy of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Away from thy presence and take back thy voice.
pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love with the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us this body garment of our sinful flesh, and again give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life grant us all the places to your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Oh,
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death. Forgiveness for your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Thank you.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
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 Keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you.